Pack Alex, Husky Gimel.
Where's the other guideline?
So the king is angry. And he's burning inside. Vayimra Melech, the king said, Lachachamim to the wise men, Yedi Ha'itim. Their wisdom manifested itself in a particular area. They're Yedi Ha'itim, they knew the times. They knew the times. Kichein Dvar Melech, this is the word of the king, this is the accustomed manner of the king. To place the decision in these matters in front of those that know Das and Din. I mean, I could translate Das and Din as laws and statutes, but that's not going to tell you too much, because what's a law? What's a statute? Well, the guide says Das V'Din. Is Das is the actual law. They're well read, well educated in Persian law. And Din is the application of the said law. It's not enough to know the law. You also have to be skilled in application. How to apply a specific law to a specific set of circumstances or situation. So there were people that, you know, they were known. They excelled in this. And he put the matter in front of them. Now there's a big machlokes in the pasuk. There's actually a three-way machlokes who he placed this in front of. So we'll start with the Megillah Starim.
Who he placed what?
This matter, you know, the decision of what to do with Vashti.
It says in the next pasuk.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. The Megillah Starim says that he wanted Vashti dead. He wanted her killed. There's no book in the law, there's no book among the Persian law books that expressly describes this situation. That there's a mishteh, the king wants the queen to come without her clothing, she says no.
What do you do to her?
It's not there. Ahasuerus was a monarch, but there was a judicial arm to the monarchy. You put it in front of the Supreme Court of Persia, she could worm out of it. She'll get out on a technicality. She didn't have a search warrant. Undue seizure. I don't know, some kind of technicality. They'll claim that the foot soldiers were bigots or something like that. They were prejudiced against Babylonians. All the evidence. She'll deny she ever said it. When you're dealing with laws, then you can get out of it somehow. There's a loophole. He didn't want her to get out of it. He wanted her dead. He wanted to fix the case. So the Megillah Starim says, that's the pshat, yedei itim are judges that they don't judge according to the letter of the law. Ahasuerus knew them. He picked them, he chose them. Yedei itim means that they know the times. That means that they include the circumstances in the case. It's not just a woman that didn't come to her husband. It was a queen, it was Ahasuerus. And they'll include all the dynamics of the relationship and the public shame and the embarrassment. Yedei itim means that they judge according to the times. And they don't limit themselves to the written law. You know, in the legal system in the United States, there's a very strong accent on precedence. And of a lawyer, he has to research literally thousands upon thousands of similar cases to find some kind of precedent to a claim that he's going to make. Without a precedent, your argument is not heard. Ahasuerus wanted to judge her based on what she did, not based on any comparison, any precedent. What concerned him was not expertise in the law or in other cases that would judge. He wanted her to get killed. And he picked the men to do it. So he didn't want people that were going to judge according to a chayk kavur. And that's the next statement. Kichein devar melech. This is the word of the king. Kichein devar melech means that this is the expected practice of the king when somebody shames him, when someone embarrasses him. If it's somebody else's coveted stake, let the law, let the courts deal with it. He has no stake in the matter. Whatever the law is. But when it's a personal issue, Kichein devar melech, this is the practice of the king, that he gives it over to those that are yedeitim. That's the Megillah story. So according to him, Ahasuerus wanted her dead. The Vilnagain says just the opposite.
What was the question? The question was, who are the people?
The question was, what kind of judges are we describing by attributing to them the description of Yedeh Eitim? They know the Torah. And the answer is that these are people that judge according to the circumstances and not by the written law. Why did Ahasuerus do that? Because he had a vested interest in making sure she never does that again. The Vilnagain says just the opposite. Ahasuerus didn't want her to die. He wanted her scared. But he didn't want her to die. He did not want her to die. He expressly did not want her to die. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Shemachal al Kvaydei, Kvaydei Machal. A Rebbe could be Michael on his cover.
No, king cannot.
A Melech cannot. And the reason is, you learn it out from a Pasuk. Saim Tasim Alecha Melech. A king should be on top of you. There should be a constant fear. That's what holds a kingdom together. A kingdom without the awe, without the fear of the king, on the kingdom will not last as a kingdom. It can't. It will fall apart. The kingdom requires it. If a melech is allowed to be Michael, if he's allowed to overlook an insult, a slight against the covenant of the king, so that removes the fear factor. How afraid could a person be of someone that could forgive him? So you'll beg for forgiveness. You'll cry, you'll beseech, you'll appeal to his compassion.
How are we supposed to have Yirat Shamayim if we know that Hashem will just forgive us?
Hashem does not forgive. The Gemara Baba Kama says, anyone that says a Kadosh Baruch Hu overlooks things, Yivachume Ayhi.
Forgive is not overlook.
He doesn't overlook. Marech Ape V'Gavu Delay. Every single shortcoming in Avodas Hashem has a retribution. Every single Avera committed against Hashem has a punishment. Tshuva is making is when one does tshuva, it's as if he never did the Avera. But if some, you know, there's no concept. By a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm just saying you're sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, I forgive you.
Forgive us.
Lana means I'm doing tshuva. That means I'm regretting that I did it. I feel pain. I did it. I'm verbally admitting it and accepting upon myself. I'm never going to do it again. I'm a totally new person. I'm not the one that did the avera. That's not forgiveness. That's not forgiveness. I mean, if you're no longer the person that ever did it, you're no longer ever capable of doing such a thing, so then the avera just disappears automatically. You know, if it would be possible to do averas and then take a potion and become someone else and start the cheshbon of aver, you know, start with a clean slate, that's not forgiveness. It's the same thing. A carbon is you reduce the animal to ashes. That means that the one that did the Averis is no longer there. And we are reconstructed as the phoenix arises from the ashes. Hashem doesn't forgive. What's a tape, Rabbi?
It's a rabbi that's also a tape.
Right.
He can record stuff.
Right. If a melech is Michael, so then one thing will lead to the other, his entire kingdom will unravel. Achashverosh could not judge Vashti personally. In those days, the king would judge such a case. Achashverosh could not sit in judgment on Vashti personally, because if he would do so, he'd have to kill her.
Oh,
he can't forgive her. He's not going to forgive her at the expense of his kingdom. He can't. He wants her to live, and if he's the judge, she can't live. So he has a dilemma. But Vilna Gaon says, he gave it over to Yedei Itim, according to Vilna Gaon, people that understand the times. They understand that this is something that he can't do himself, right? This particular time, he's giving it over to them, and with the understanding, he's giving it over to them, assuming that they should understand why it's being given to them. If he wants Vashti dead, he would do it himself. He gave it over to ones, to people that would understand that the time requires them to judge it, not him. Now, they didn't pick up on this, as we're going to see. They did not pick up on this. They had their own agendas. But he did not want them, according to the Vilna Gaon, he expressly gave it to them so that they would not kill her, they would not execute her.
Why wouldn't you just tell them not to kill her?
Can't do that.
We can't do that.
We can't do that. That's the same thing as doing it yourself. You can't do that. And you can't be caught saying it either. You know, everything, there's bugs all over the White House. You can't say that. If someone publicly disgraces the king and he just pardons her, so then the entire covenant, the entire fear of the king,
well, how many people knew about it,
goes away. You can't afford to do that.
He told everyone at the party that he was going to do that and then did it? Or he just told like, the
what?
People who were...
They was going to do what?
That he was going to call her in and then...
It was a big discussion.
It was a public thing.
No, because if he had just like told the foot soldiers, he could have just killed that.
No, it was a public thing.
Just
he's right.
Isn't it more embarrassing if a message of other people led her off? It shows the king can't even stand up for his own right. Yeah, it's other people have to try.
No, it's just the opposite. There's a technicality. It's just the opposite of what the regular
stuff. Because no, people would know that the king could kill her.
They said the king, he would have killed her. He was, he gave it over to others. He expected them to kill her, and somehow or another she got off.
OJ.
The king would have killed. Yeah, he would have killed her. It's just that he removed himself from the case, and they got, and then they surprised him, and got off on a technicality, and that's what he wanted. He didn't get what he wanted. The Vilna Gaon says that's the meaning of the words Kichein Devar HaMelech. This is the word of the king. The Vilna Gaon explains that phrase differently than the Megillah Storm does. Kichein Devar HaMelech means this is a kingly matter. Devar HaMelech means a matter pertaining to the king. That's why he didn't judge himself, because he disqualified himself from judging a case which was pertaining to the king. Key, because Chayim, this is Devar HaMelech, this pertains to the king.
That was the Vilna Gaon?
That's the Vilna Gaon. So it's the opposite. So you have a machlokes is whether he wanted to kill or he didn't want to kill. The third shot is the Gemara Maseches Megillah. Yud Beis Amud Beis. Could you please get me the Mikros Kadalis?
The one that you want to be
fucked. Yeah, the same one I want to It's a Targum and it's also Gemara Megillah based on base. According to the first chapter, it was Persian judges. Shmais.
According to the first, the villains on Amigil Stam, they're
Persian judges.
I'm not kidding.
Very sorry.
No. Fight for your life and you'll be all
screwed. Stick his face in the dirt.
The king said to the Chachamim, who are the Chachamim? The members of Shevet Yisachar, Jewish judges. The members of Shevet Yisachar. They're wise men. They possess a special expertise in the laws that govern time. Yeah, when Rosh Chodesh comes out, when to make an extra month and another.
This is Gemara.
I'm quoting a Targum right now. The time-based laws in the Sefer Torah. And they're well versed in the calculations of the world. And so it's appropriate that a court case that's concerning the honor of the king, this is not the average court case. It's appropriate that such a case should be judged in front of Chachamim that know Torah and Din. So the Targum says he put it in front of the Yisachar. They had a particular expertise in time-governed laws. They were Torah scholars, and the Gemara says, who is a true king? A Torah scholar, a Talmud Chacham, is a true king. Man Malka Rabbanan. They're the true Malachim. That's a Talmud Chacham, a true Talmud Chacham, is a Melech. He's a majestic, and it's appropriate that a king should be judged in front of kings. That's the Targum. The Gemara says the same thing. Yeah. So he asked the Gemara says he asked the B'nai Yisachar, judge me. You're the ones that are going to judge this case. Amrus, they discussed it among each other. What are we going to do, Hikinava? What are we going to do? If we kill her, tomorrow he's going to sober up. And he's going to want her. And she's not going to be there. And we're going to get blamed. If we spear her, we're going to be accused of not having the proper respect for the monarchy. How could you spear her after what she did? They're stuck between a rock and a hard place. There's no way out. So they responded. They said, we are judges. And yes, we are empowered to change time. That's a tremendous power. They can, we know that the power to change time is the difference between life and death. If you add on another month, so it's someone whose birthday comes out on Adar Sheni, becomes a gadol a month later than he would have, if he's Mechal Shabbos, even though he's 13 years old on the calendar, he's not 13 years old according to the Rabbanan, because his 13th year They added another month. Is that Chayiv Misa? You know that there's two people. One could be older than the other in age. But according to Halacha, the younger one could be the older one. Someone could eat chametz on Pesach because the Rabbanan made the, you know, other one day longer. I mean, they have power. They have power. They control time. They're the rulers. So this is true monarchy. A regular king controls people. They control time. Could you imagine that? This is Malucha. The clock, the calendar obeys your bidding. Listen, just to give you a concept of what this is, Rabbi Yisai, there's a mitzvah say to commemorate, to verbally commemorate our goal of obliterating Amalek. The mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias Amalek. We do it once a year. Parsha Zacha. The Rosh Hashanah ask, why do we do it once a year? We should do it every day. Some people do. They say it in the Shei Zechiras. But the mitzvah is to do it once a year. The Rosh Hashanah answer, based on the Gemara, which is brought in the Gemara to this week's Parsha, it takes 12 months to forget a dead person. Someone passes away, a relative passes away, then the memory is very much alive for 12 months, afterwards it goes away. The chiyuv of destroying Amalek, of blotting out their memory, is once a year, because you do it once. And that act of mechiyah lasts for an entire year. There's no need to do it again. Then Dalek Kharanim asks a question, what about when there's a leap year? Then 13 months pass. There are two terutzim. One terutz is that when you get to Parsha Kisetze, or the year when there's a leap year, and you get to Parsha Kisetze, and they lame the end of Parsha Kisetze, which is the same as Parsha Zachar, should have in mind the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. The other terutz they give is that if the Gemara says that a mace does not leave, you know, is not forgotten from the lathe in a year's time, Chazal said that, so that if it's a 12-month year, then a person remembers for 12 months. If they make a takana that this year is 13 months, that changes reality.
Let me remember.
That means it's a presence. It's alive inside of you, this memory. What?
Halachically
is a requirement to do something that will keep the memory of destroying Amalek alive for a year. And every year you have to do it again. And during a leap year, when you read it for a leap year, it's actually the year before a leap year. That act keeps the memory alive for 13 months. Why? Because Chazal said that a year is 13 months. And they changed reality.
Why are some people...
It's a melech. I'm saying this is a... So he knew what he was doing when he asked the B'nai Yisachar. They said we were only able to do this when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim. That was our power. It wasn't our power. Our power came from somewhere. It came from us being in proximity to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was the place where the Shekhinah was. And the Shekhinah was what empowered us. The source of our power was Kedusha. The source of our power was a connection with God. It wasn't an independent power. And we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. They didn't add that it's your fault that we don't have it. But we don't have it. I mean, it's not the right thing to say at the time. But we don't have it. And we went into Golus. And there's no longer counsel among us. Our wisdom has been dimmed. We can't do it. They said, you know, there's a nation. Two nations. One is called Ammon, one is called Moab. Go there. They're not a Golus. They've been living there for centuries. Go to them. Have them judge you. You have to assume that they... that he had in mind to put Amon Amayev in an awkward position. They didn't send Akhazresh to Amon Amayev because they thought that Amon Amayev was so qualified to judge this case. They dumped it on them. You got Amon Amayev. They'll take care of this case. They've been living there in tranquility. There are some very wise men there. Go there. Let them deal with this. That's the Gemara, and that's the Targum. Beep shot.
They gave it to Amon Amayev in there?
They handed it off to Amon Amayev. That's according to the Gemara Megillah.
Isn't it disrespectful to the king? Says, try my case and
they said, we're not capable of it. You think we're capable because we used to do it. We don't have that anymore, so you don't want us to do it. No, with all due respect, we're just not qualified. We're not anymore. And you know what? Achashverosh accepted this. Because he knew it was true. There was truth in what they said. He knew it. He knew what the Beis HaMikdash was.
Did he realize what position he was putting whoever judged the case in?
Yeah, I don't think he cared. You know, even if he wanted Vashti killed, like the Megillah star, he'll kill the judge that did it. That won't bother him.
Yeah.
That won't trouble his conscience at all. He wanted her killed, but you killed the queen, you die. What's the problem? If you wanted her saved, he'll kill the one that did it. You don't have respect to the king? Kill you. And leave Vashti alive.
At the end, was the guy killed? Whoever.
We'll see. Her. We'll see. We shall see. We shall see. Bakar Vela. So who was closest to him? Karshna, Shesar, Admasa, Tarshish, Meris, Marsna, Memuchan.
Yep, didn't get that.
Shiva Sari Paras of Monday, they were officers of Persian media. Rayap Ne'amelach, they saw the king's face. Hayesh and Rishenim and Malchus, they occupy the first primary position in the Malchus. Now, in Pasukim, we had 7 foot soldiers. He sent the 7 foot soldiers to get Vashti. And we darshan them. 7 forms of tumah. Here we have another group of 7. It's the 7 officers.
A lot of destruction.
Yeah, we do. We explain 7 forms of destruction. But we explained that they increased the tumah quotient. Now we have 7 officers that see Akashverosh on a daily basis, and we're going to explain them as well. Now, especially like the Vilna Gaon, that he did not want Vashti killed. These seven officers were instrumental in killing Vashti. That's a good thing. To bring Vashti without her garbs, that's a bad thing. That's a tumor thing. So Chazal darshan very bad things on those foot soldiers. That's a bad thing. That's tumma. Anyway, you look at it, it's tumma. Even if it led to her ultimate demise, to her getting killed, but the very act of bringing her there, that's tumma, and we dash in the tumma. But these 7, all they did was kill her. And that's a good thing. The Gemara asked a question, like, why is it that these 7 came up with the idea of killing her, Akashverosh, especially like the Vilna Gaon? Especially like the Vilna Gaon that Akashverosh didn't want to kill.
Where does it say that these guys are?
We're going to see it, because it's the next pasuk. So, this is also the Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara and Megillah dashes each one of the names. I'm Reb Levi. Kol HaPasuk Zeh, this entire pasuk, Al Shum Kabbalas Nemar. Every word in this pasuk refers to a different avoid in the Kabbalas. Karshana, that's number one, is Karshana?
Yeah.
The Malach
one of them
is affiliated with a different avoid of the Kabbalas. Amr Malachi Ashaz of their Kodesh Baruch Hu. The angels. The angels, the ministers upon high, sent to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shelolam, Master of the Universe, Klum Hikrivu Lufanecha Karm and Eshana, to these Persians, did they bring young, fat cows that were a year old? It's like a very good age.
Karshana means what, little?
Karm and Eshana, fat cows that are a year old.
Fat cows.
Healthy cows. Healthy cows, a year old. Karim b'nei shana. Kar shana. Like the Jews did? Shesa. Shesa stands for Shtei Tarim. Two doves. That's also carbon.
So
the Malachim said to Kodesh Baruch Hu. First one was Karim b'nei shana, Karshana. The second one is Shesar, Shtei Tarim, two doves. Did these Gentiles bring two doves in front of you like Klal Yisrael did? Admasa. Admasa means earth, because one of the Mizbechas was the Mizbech HaZav, and the other Mizbech was called the Mizbech HaDama. Why was it called the Mizbech HaDama? Because it wasn't made of earth.
Mm-hmm.
It was made of, it had a core of earth. It was hollow.
Oh, right, it was hollow.
And it had a core of earth.
Which one was that? The inner, outer one?
That was the, I think it was Mizbech HaNechoshes, the outer one.
What was that?
Also, the copper one was also called
the
Mizbech.
There was a core of earth in the Mizbech.
Adama, because the Mizbech
Adama. Adama says Adama. Tarshish?
Tarshish, the name of the
Tarshish is like precious stones and fabrics. Tarshish is precious elements. And the Malachim says that refers to the big day, Kahuna.
Where else do we have Tarshish? Isn't that the city?
Yena, we have the Tarshish. Precious stones.
How does the word break down? It doesn't.
The Gemara doesn't break it down. It brings a pasuk in. It brings a pasuk. Tarshish v'shayim v'yashbe. It brings a pasuk that the word Tarshish means precious stones.
I think you're done.
Maris? Maris means to mix. Did the Persians mix the blood? Because that was one of the avodas, was to mix the blood. There was an avoda of mixing the blood. Especially in Yom Kippur, they mixed the blood to make sure it didn't coagulate. Because the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kodashim and they came out. They didn't mix no blood. They mixed their blood. Marshana is similar to Maris. It also means mixing, but Marshana means to mix solids. To mix the carbon mincha with the oil. We just learned in Ma'an Lama Zayin and Mabez. Mix the carbon mincha with the oil. Make a mighty on it, it's gazayis. Memuchan? Memuchan is the shulchan. There was a table in the Beis HaMikdash where they set the table. It was set. Memuchan means to set a table, like from a lashon of hakana, preparation.
Not from the shulchan with the bread was on it?
Yeah, it's talking about, either it means the shulchan with the showbread on it, or it's referring to the mizbeach, because the mizbeach is also referred to as a shulchan.
Right.
It's either the shulchan or mizbeach, and the guy didn't do either one of those. So according to the Gemara, the seven Persian judges never would have rendered a verdict against Vashti. They would have saved her. All logic dictated for them to save her. But b'schus, the avodas hakabanos, the cows, the doves, the blood, the menachos, the shulchan, b'schus the avodas hakabanos, each and every schus influenced one of the judges. That's why the judges were named after their avodas hakabanos, because they were influenced by one of the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. And they delivered a unanimous verdict against their own better wisdom, against their own wisdom, their own better judgment. Remukam. That's one pshat. The other pshat in the Gemara is that Memucham is Haman. Why is Haman called Memucham? Because you have individuals that they can go either way. They can get rewarded, they can get punished. They can get partially rewarded, partially punished. Haman was created, he was designed, he was engineered for punishment. Haman was in punishment heaven.
What's Memucha in the word?
Memucha means that he's destined for it. Memucha means the path is already prepared for him.
Mukhan.
The path is prepared for him. And that's why Haman is called Mukhan. His number has been called. Everything is all ready. They have a suite waiting for him in a very hot place. He has a reservation already. His name has been down there since he was born.
But what about his free will?
Well, you know, people, to tell you the truth, people from Amalek don't have very much free will. They do have. If they choose to remain Amalek, then they're pretty predictable. It's very difficult for them. They're very challenged. If he had any bechira at all, his bechira is to take him. He'd have to take himself out of a fixed pattern. He's not, you know, he wasn't put at the, you have an equalizer. You have the balances, the right speaker and the left speaker and the bass and the treble. So you usually set it on zero unless you're sitting on one side of the room. Haman wasn't at zero. He was there. He'd have to have a total upheaval to get out. He's guilty until proven innocent. He could prove himself innocent. Undergo a complete metamorphosis. Be somebody totally different. He cannot be redeemed as Haman. Haman could never be good. Haman has to die. Haman has to go to that very, very deep and uncomfortable place. Haman has to suffer 1,000 deaths. The only way out of it is for him to become something that he's not. But Haman is Mukhav Barani is. Haman has no more chance. He has a bechira. He can get a new identity.
Wasn't this a good deed?
Find himself a... You know, it's not one he gets credit for because he didn't... He had ulterior motives.
But we
as
gave,
we're going to see.
We gave them credit before another pshat. The seven...
We gave them credit? No,
yeah,
we didn't.
You said that they...
I didn't give them credit. I said that that was the reason why they did it. I didn't say they got rewarded for it. There's no credit. There was a good thing. It doesn't mean that they are the ones that reap the benefits from it. I said it wasn't Tumma. I said it was a good thing. I don't think I ever said they got rewarded for it. I mean, the truth is, when you use by Hashem for a good thing, there could be a reward from it. But Haman doesn't get that. Haman does not get it. The only chance for Haman is not to be Haman. Find a phone booth somewhere, turn into somebody else.
Does that mean that he influenced the other six of them?
Yes, he did. As we're going to see. Pasuk Tezvav. Kedas. By law. Malasais, what should be done? The Malka Vashti with the Queen Vashti. Alashela Yasasas Mama Mela. She didn't do the word of the king. Viyada Sarisim, which was delivered by the hands of the foot soldiers. The Vilna Gaon brings a proof from this pasuk to Heshita. Who could tell me what the proof is? But Stephen, this Patsagak is various wanted to save her.
By law, we don't want to kill her, but by law she has to.
So you're being arrived from the word Kadosh. I would say the word Kadosh could be learned both ways. That's one of them. The Vilna Gaon. That's one of the Rayas. One of the Rayas. Right, I'll
also
do the Rayas in the
Yad Hasarasim.
Right, that's another one of the Rayas. Very good, Reblazer. I'll do the Rayas in order. First of all, you see, you know, when he had that interchange, that angry interchange between him and Vashti, he kept on saying, Vashti Amalka, she's Mahamalka Vashti. He said, no, Vashti Amalka. Here you see that for the first time he's referring to her as Amalka Vashti. Why is he doing that? Why is he changing horses in midstream? Because when he was arguing with her, he wanted her to know that she owes her any kavod, any dignity is all due to him. But when it comes to the point that her life is on the line, he wants the judges to know who they're dealing with. I'm giving over the case of Queen, the Queen. I'm giving over the Queen's case to you, the Queen Vashti. He wants them to pick up on the subtle message that he still considers her a queen. He didn't strip her of her title. She's first and foremost a queen. The Vilna Gaon says only someone that intends to save her life would say that. I mean, if he intended for her to die, he would just say Vashti. He wouldn't use the word queen at all. He certainly wouldn't use it as a title which preceded her name. The next thing, the Achashverosh reminded them was the Yadisari sin. Who saw the refusal? Who was witness to the refusal? The people at the party, they just didn't see her. They had no idea what was going on. He asked her to come, she didn't come. Who's the one that witnessed the refusal? Right, so he said to the judges, the witnesses, the Sarisim, the foot soldiers, they witnessed the refusal. He's limiting the damage. It's called damage control. There's mitigating circumstances. Yes, there was disrespect against the king, and of course, the entire kingdom loses in the deal. But it was controlled. She didn't do it openly. The third thing he says, when the Vilna Gaon brings evidence, later on we're going to see this, that of all the seven judges, Mamucha knew the exact exchange, the words of the exchange between Achashverosh and Vashti. He knew. Haman knew. We're going to see later that Haman knew. How he found out, palace intrigue, I don't know. Haman knew. And even though Haman knew, Achashverosh didn't mention that part of it. Medayek and the Pasuk, what was the case? What was she to be judged upon? That she didn't do what the king asked her to do. What about all the insults? What about calling the king a stable boy? That's not, he didn't say, he didn't put that in front of the court. It's embarrassing to him. That's one shot. And it's certainly true. But if he wanted her dead, he might do that. To make sure that she dies. If he wasn't sure, if the charge against her wasn't enough to kill her, he might do it, especially because Haman knew about it already.
He didn't have to know that Haman knew. Haman could have had spies and stuff.
The Vilna Gaon says that he knew. Yeah. I'm saying, I don't know where all this information comes from, but if Haman knew, then Achashverosh could have known that he knew. Haman could have told him. The possibilities are multiples. He knew that he knew, so... Yeah, embarrassing himself, he's already embarrassed. Haman knows about it. So if Haman knows about it, so just, you know, include that in the case. Because he didn't want her to die. So he limited it to the things that everyone knew. Okay, by some Hashem, we're learning on Sunday. Yeah, we'll be learning on Sunday. Hashem, we'll learn on Sunday. Rafael Kakanaka.
Well, we have tomorrow, no? Only Thursday tomorrow.
You gonna be here tomorrow?
I'll be here tomorrow.
Are we having a share tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll have share tomorrow.
Oh. Tomorrow's Hanukkah?
No.
No.
Friday night is, right?
Friday before Shabbos.
Yeah.
There's so much that's going on here, you know?
It's too crazy, Rabbi.
What's a crazy